Oh, yeah, really good. Butterburger.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company, they have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
GoCarson.com.
Might as well be that.
Carson shot.
He showed me a picture today. Jake showed me probably one of the most epic pictures there is.
From birthday.
And it's us three, Carson, and McSafety.
That's epic.
You saw it too. It's one of the better photos. And Carson's in a suit and tie.
Yeah. Beaming.
He's beaming.
McSafety has his, you know, cabbie hat on and the jacket.
He's got kind of a wise grin.
Oh, he does.
Yes, he does.
He's like, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. This is my picture right here.
Oh, Carson shot.
Yeah.
Oklahoma City. What a scene.
So happy.
We talked about that the other day when I talked about just what it was like seeing it. I said, when I was sitting with Sip, I said, I looked across and there you were. About row what? Four?
Oh, I thought it was one.
It wasn't row one.
It was one or two.
Right on the railing.
But hey, it was Billy, my right point on is the railing. It was up a little bit because it was bad. There was almost the one row didn't have anybody in
okay.
it.
Okay.
But he had probably the best seats in the house.
Yeah, very good seats.
I'm serious.
And he was happy as could be, as he should be.
Yeah. He was smiling. He was sitting there by Sean Pete.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I think one seat down from Sean Pete.
Big beers.
Yeah. Big place to be.
There's some power in that.
That's power.
A powerful spot.
Power in that row now.
We were never asked to be in that row.
No, you guys were on the court, though.
So.
We were courtside, but no one once said, didn't get a text from Carson saying, hey, we got two seats or we got one extra seat. Do you guys want to sit between me and Sean? That didn't come up.
If I asked Carson, hey, can I come over and meet Sean Pede?
No.
I don't think
we've asked to have lunch with him for over a year and a half.
I think the dunk tank.
That dunk
tank. We put him in a dunk tank.
He still thinks he might have to go into a dunk tank.
That was Tom. Doesn't trust you.
We never get to use Sean.
Not Sean. Yeah. It was Tom.
Yeah.
Tom's the elder.
Yes.
They wouldn't let us near the Petes.
Stay away from the Petes.
Where do we want to go? What's that place called?
Aragon.
Yes.
Just down the block.
Jake knows all these places.
Oh, he knows all of them.
He knows where the $40 burgers are.
That is.
Like, they're good burgers, though.
I ate there with a friend one time. I'll get lunch like that. It was like both had a basket of fries and a burger like that. It was like $94 and iced tea.
But you know what? It was good. It was damn good. It's time for Bill's Thrills. Let's do it here on a Wednesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom banana.
Mushrooms
grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more, even decks from Randy. 402-417.
Hallways.
Please
name it.
Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 at Dinert Contracting.
Super happy.
So it seems like
Permasmile.
He must like to work.
Permasmile, yeah. This gets back to a little bit of almost, we had to make that switch yesterday because of the great deed that was done, how Milford took over the show yesterday, and that went very well.
That was Milford.
The great deed that was handed down to my wife on the returning of the card.
Vicky?
Vicky.
That's right.
Yes.
Vicky Nelson.
Nelson.
Job, yeah.
Yes, from Milford. It was unbelievable. Thank you so much for that kind deed. So I was thinking about this the other day, and it's pretty simple. I think it might resonate with Steve. This is more... I think more our era, Jake, than maybe yours, or maybe even probably a little
reoccurring theme.
It is maybe a little bit pre that. It's still free to be in a tree. It's still free to be in a tree. The process of building the treehouse. Oh, back when you were a kid, you would see people just hauling old lumber through someone's backyard, and then the ladder would be first start off with just a small board, like a 2x4, and you'd nail it in the middle. So no stability, no really ability to work. And then you would just see, just this random wood that people would say, my dad's got some, we have some others. And people start hauling it together, trying to come up with a plan to build this house in a tree. Now, there are some places where dads got overly involved, and it was like they brought a construction crew in to put one up. But if they did, it was pretty sweet.
Next level.
They're next level. When someone, a group of dads got together, go, hang on, this isn't safe. We're going to have a treehouse. We're going to have a treehouse.
Right.
But it was well, and most of the time, I'm going to say, 90% when you start to build a treehouse, it failed. And then the next day, you just moved on to something else. That was kind of what it was. But there was a day or two plan when you got your your dad would be at work and you'd go get his power tools. You'd go get saws and random wood. And you'd come home and be like, are those good 2x6s? Right. And it's like, well, we cut those up and they're up in the tree and we're building a ladder. Also, you'd build the ladder. It was a beauty. It was right up there, Jake, with building a ramp for your bike. It was right there. At some point in time, you had to take a shot at building a treehouse. And it was the thing. And if your dad saw the stuff you hauled out of his garage, like, what are you doing? Do not touch that. You didn't bother one thing. Oh, my dad's got an air compressor. Not a problem. I'll get it. And everyone just gathered up at someone's house with random pieces of scrap wood and tried to put something together. And Jake, it was a deal. And there's always a couple in the house where some adult helped build it, which was okay.
Yeah, I've never experienced that.
It was always random. Never turned out much. And then you kind of get up there, and it's like, what are we going to do? I don't know. Just sit here, I guess.
Chill in the tree. And then,
that was the thing.
And then once you got up there.
There wasn't much to do.
No, once you got there, it's like, no, we're really not running. We're really not communicating with people from another town up here for some big event or anything. So it's just, you got up there, it's like, I think I'm going to go down and ride my bike and go to the pool. Because this right now is.
Because we're just sitting here.
We're just sitting here. Just going to look at each other. Right. A bunch of sixth graders looking at each other. Right. You know? And so it didn't go very far. So it wasn't that epic to have one.
No.
So, but it was fun. The build and the gathering of strange
supplies
was incredible. And you would ruin some good stuff.
Where's the 2x6?
Ladder,
man.
It's on the ladder. It's right over there. Oh, your dad would lose his mind. It looks great.
He put on a ladder.
You're right. There just wasn't much to do.
Dude, once when you got there, once you finally won, you're like, okay, what about now? Not much going on. Oh, pretty lame. Anything from the
got some response
line?
Here. Let's see. Matt Hopp says, I climbed up in my tree in the backyard last night to show my 3-year-old daughter. Still, dad still got it. LOL.
Wait a second. He climbed his tree.
To a tree house or just climbed the tree, Matt? What did you do?
I never built a house, but I used to climb the tree all the time.
The tree was big. It was just always kind of all of a sudden someone just go, hey, build a tree house. You start building it, then it kind of went away after a day or it wasn't that great.
It's a similar concept. You would have been blown away by this. There was a vacant lot and I would dig a hole and make it like a big cave. Same concept. Once it was done, it's like, okay, I'm just sitting in some like dirt now. It was over by the airport. It was a massive, like, cave. It took a long time to do. But once
I want to see this cave.
But once, and I like brought a towel over to sit on, and like, but that once you did it, you're like,
what am I doing?
I got
here?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It's got a cave.
Yeah, just a big dirt cave.
Well, on that note, Jared Lincoln says, my son is working on his treehouse, board ladder up. He and his friends paused to dig a huge hole in the ground.
Yes. Took a pause to dig a hole. Oh,
beautiful.
It was.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. Someone says, when I was in 6th or 7th grade, I had a tree house in the neighborhood across the street. He didn't know about this tree. The neighbor did not know about the tree house in the tree somehow.
Huh.
I used to watch the high school girls go running by after school.
Okay. All right.
He was in 7th grade. So it's fair.
Yeah, you're getting into that whole thing. Yeah, I get it.
Okay, my dad being the handyman that he was growing up.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. You always wanted to impress him with the builds you could concoct. The ramps for my bike were absolutely impeccable at 10 years old.
The ramps.
Oh, I like that. Building yourself.
The ramps.
I would say this now. If I had a son, and it's like, I'd be like, have at it. I'm letting him go. I'm going to let if he's in there building stuff. If he cuts a piece of the countertop off the kitchen, I'm not going to be happy with him. But Other than that, I mean, kind of, hey, if he's out there, you know.
I bet your experience was similar to mine, which was free rain.
It was. I mean, it, oh, yeah. It
the
was,
rain my dad and mom gave me was yeah, incredible.
Incredible. No idea where you were.
Free
didn't,
rain.
Didn't ask.
No. Didn't ask. No. Didn't, no. That cave. No.
If you said this, or if I left the house with my fishing equipment, going fishing, if you didn't see it for 8 hours, 8 hours it was.
Summer. Leave yeah, at 8 a.m., yeah. home at 10, and maybe.
Yeah, important maybe. Question from the text line. So yes. This is from Dan. Mm-hmm. He says, what did sixth grade Sipple say when in his newly built massive cave by the airport?
Oh, yeah, I was under it. You got to watch that barbed wire fence. Yeah, I dug it under a barbed wire fence. Anybody got a towel?
Nothing will ever top it. How sweet is Dylan?
Corey.
Hey, Coach Roll.
Corey says, hey, Sip, we also dug tunnels by the airport, too.
No way.
Corey. Yeah. Corey. Corey.
Wait a second. Corey?
Corey and Lincoln grew up in Columbus, dug tunnels by the airport.
Oh.
I wonder if he knows it's probably built in now. There was a vacant lot over by the Setchies. Yeah. That was the Setchies. And that's where I built my cave. And
someone says this, too. A massive cave that can be covered by a towel. Not sure that's really adding up here.
Can we get to this place? Is the cave still there?
I wonder. I mean, it was a huge undertaking. It was.
You could do things. The stuff you would do, it was just where your parents like that. I had my Go Devil, my mini bike, my 5 horsepower that I just rode the everywhere. And we had a pretty big house, I mean, yard, and it had kind of a back lot. Well, I wanted a trail to ride on. So when it was raining one day, yeah. I could put the front brake on and then I could gas and I could spin it and it tore up
make
the grass.
A trail.
It tore the grass. So I tore a trail all the way around the house. Imagine my dad.
What the hell?
But yeah, I tore a trail and I'm just like, well, I wanted to have a trail. And so I thought I would. That did not go over well.
Walk me through this one, son.
Out there in the rain. I'm on the Go Devil.
But
with
I
the front brake
you,
locked up.
I guarantee you my mom and dad have no idea. Like, if my mom's listening to the show. She had no idea about that cave. No idea.
No. You gotta go seek it out.
Yeah, we had free reign. It was incredible what we could do as children.
Cave from the 70s, maybe still there, possibly. Bill, the headline one more time, please, on Bill's Thrills.
Very simple. It's still free to be in a tree.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. It's time to play the game, so give us a call now. 464-568-5. Chance to win a business box.
One and one.
Two bagels and Joe. The record is 1-1. Today is a wild card Wednesday. I know Bill hates these topics. Sip does not mind them. But
please
today,
tell me it's movie Friday.
No, it's
again.
Not. Today we got famous Freds. And I'll give you a hint. Fred Hoiberg is not an answer in today's show.
Is there any dancers in there?
But potentially.
Ah.
If you think you know your famous Freds, call us right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill. In trivia, 1-1 the record on the week. Famous Freds. How do we feel about Famous Freds over there?
Bill, I'd say good.
I think good.
Okay.
Is there
I believe Connor wrote the wrong name. He said Brian and Chris. This has to be Brad and Chris at the Baldwin Shop, right?
You got it.
Yeah, he heard Brian. There's no way this is. I don't know any Brians at the Baldwin Shop. It's got to be Brad and Chris.
It's Brad and Chris.
Brad.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, guys. Good morning.
Are you working?
We are working hard.
Okay. Well,
I believe you.
You guys feel good about Famous Freds today. It's not sports trivia today.
Well, we'll Chris. Give it a shot.
How's okay. Chris
I've been
doing?
In toilet paper and then taking the Fred name.
Say again. Are you toilet papering today?
Yes, we are.
Whoa. Okay, where good. Are you? Where are you right now?
We are at 66th and Holdridge.
Okay.
Wait, 56th and Holdridge?
That way.
Yeah,
that
I know
area,
where.
Correct.
Over by the Runza over there.
Yeah, over by the Runza. There's
a formerly Super Taco over there, a Taco Inn.
Yeah, there's a Taco Inn.
All right, Brad, Chris, first question goes to you. Bill, lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Brad, Chris, Fred Flintstone. Is a famous cartoon, Fred. What was his wife's name?
Wilma.
Pretty
brilliant.
Wilma is correct.
You didn't know that one?
Betty came to mind.
Betty was in the Flintstones, but that wasn't...
That was Barney's wife.
That's right.
Barney Rubble.
Barney Rubble.
You would have got that. I may have not.
Yes.
1-0 lead for Brad and Chris. Sip first question. What famous Fred was the lead singer of the band Limp Bizkit?
Fred Durst. Hello.
Brilliant.
Fred Durst is correct.
What a sweet name to a band.
Limp Bizkit.
It is. Limp Bizkit.
What are you going to call Limp Bizkit?
How about Fred Durst, by the way? He's like, he still does that stuff, and he's like our age.
Still going.
Yeah.
Brad and Chris, last question for the lead. What famous Fred is a one-time major champion winner at the Masters and was a roommate of CBS broadcaster Jim Nance in college at Houston?
Another layup.
Fred Couples.
Brilliant.
We know our Freds. We know our Freds.
Okay, now score update.
2-1, and Bill is in play.
We need overtime,
Steve.
You
are trailing here. Okay, sip. Last question. What famous Fred is known as the greatest popular music dancer of all time?
Fred Astaire. We're in business.
Now this goes to you guys, and Chris and Brad will go over your number, over or under your number.
Oh.
All right. Zip, Bill, here's the question. How many PGA tournaments did Fred Couples win in his time on the regular tour? He's on the Champions Tour now. How many did he win on the regular PGA Tour?
Oh, God. We have a disparity. We have a disparity now. Oh, boy.
Okay, no, hang on.
I did tell you he's won only one major, so that's one hint of majors he's won.
Do we go here? I'm asking.
Yeah.
Do you have a number?
Can I just go take it down one?
Yes.
All right, 11.
Over, under, 11.
We're very close.
Chris and Brad.
We're going to go over, slightly over, we think.
The answer was 15. 15 wins
for 18 to start with.
Fred Couples.
I had
so.
Six.
Yeah. This guy's got to be a Hall of Famer, man. No, you don't get a Hall of Famer at 6 wins.
How many do you have?
15.
15 got a Hall of Fame?
Well, he's got to add the Champions Tour in there. That's why he's had a good career.
He has had a good career.
Congrats, Brad and Chris.
He's
well
aging
done.
Gracefully
hey,
also.
Good game, guys. Good game.
Thank you, Chris. Nice to hear your voice.
It is.
Yes. Fred Couple.
I'll be in to see you guys maybe Friday.
Thank you.
That'd be great. Guys.
That'd be great. Please come in, yes.
Bring donuts.
Or a gift.
We'll figure something out. We'll see you guys Friday.
All right.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Chris and Brad at the Baldwin Shop. Winners today. You guys are now 1-2 on the week.
Ooh, okay. That's
trouble.
Now it's
yes, Fred Couples is aging. He's had some back problems, but in general, he is aging gracefully.
Sweet swing.
Oh, there's none better than his. Maybe Ernie Els, but Fred's right there.
The Big Easy?
I love the Big Easy.
You don't hear about the Big Easy anymore.
He's on the Champions Tour. He's an old man now. He's like almost 60.
You mean that about Fred? He's got a beautiful swing.
Oh, watch. It's one of the best ever. People try to duplicate it.
And
they can't.
He just looks smooth,
there's only one
too.
Fred Couples swing. Hour 3 is next.
One of
Sean Callahan and Ronda Revelle next. An early break in the ticket.